Welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club. When we're not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it. Come on into the camp house and make yourself at home.
Every single day, we are working to protect your right to hunt, fish, and shoot. Learn more about the DSC at biggame.org.
Hey, welcome to the camp house. Happy 4th of July weekend, celebrating our freedom and independence with all the hickeys that we had. Still the greatest nation on planet Earth, blessed by God. Front Door to the Camp House is brought to you by my friends at Forta Flora from Purina Veterinary Diets, America's number one canine probiotic. Order it from Chewy.com. I'm Billy Kender, the host here at Big Billy Kender Outdoors, and today on the show, it's really special. We're going to look back and revisit some time that we've spent with some of our greatest heroes and the folks that take care of them in very special ways. We're going to get it started right now, right off the bat. And we're going all the way to the other side of the world, South Africa, where Corne Kruger and his Umanjavi Safaris love and show their support for our U.S. military just as much as we do, and in a very special way.
You guys did it again. You surprised a bunch of these warriors with a plains game hunt in Africa, man. Why?
Well, Billy, it's just our way to also say thank you to the American military, what they do for the rest of the world. I mean, these guys sacrifice so much, and we're great supporters of the U.S. military, so that's the reason why. We just want to say thank you.
We're awfully proud of them, and to hear that from the other side of the globe, the other side of the planet, really makes my heart swell, man. That's awesome. So tell me about this hunt. When these guys come see you in Africa, what will they experience?
Well, they're going to hunt in our main area in central Namibia, so we've got lots of plains game. I think they're each going to shoot like 7 or 8 animals, if I'm correct. We've got Zeiss that's sponsoring them binoculars. We've got Wildlife Gallery, I hear, is going to do some trophy work for them. Their Trinity Oaks is doing a phenomenal job with these guys, and they got the airfare taken care of, and we'll have Blake Barnett of Trailing the Hunter's Moon there filming some of these guys' hunts, and so they're going to have a blast. I mean, it's one of those opportunities that I don't think they would have had.
Blaine, how many times you been to Africa?
None.
You're going now, bro.
Yes, sir. I'm pretty excited.
Was this a shock to you guys?
Yes. Yes. It's truly a humbling experience. I'm so excited.
No. Humbling is me getting in my boat and going fishing while you guys are over in the sand fighting for me. That's humbling. My gosh. Thank you so much, man. And Wysoon and these guys are going to make sure, Blake Barnett, going to make sure you have the time of your life. It's first class going with Umanjavi.
Yeah.
You're speechless.
Yes, sir.
I bet your family would say that that doesn't happen very often.
Yes, sir. That's a true statement.
Hey, are you guys hunters? Do you deer hunt?
Every chance I get.
Any chance, yes, sir.
Yeah.
Love hunting.
And so you've probably had thoughts in your life of, I wonder what that safari's like.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's been a dream of mine on my bucket list.
Yeah.
And I'm super excited.
You're gonna have fun. Tell me, where were you when you were serving our country?
Iraq, Afghanistan.
Okay.
And?
Iraq and Afghanistan.
Okay. All right. Bad stuff over there. Where you're going, there are going to be hammocks and tables covered with food and guns with lots of bullets and lots of critters running around, okay? How's that sound?
That sounds terrific.
Yeah, that's good.
Sounds good.
Hey, Wysoon. Hey, Larry. Come join us in the middle of this for just a minute here. I'm trying to explain to these guys, when they go on safari, they're going to sleep on the cold, hard ground and eat leftover cold cuts, right?
I don't think you're even going to get that good a treatment.
You guys
are in for an absolute treat. I mean, you know how Tom Snyder does things.
Yes, sir.
It's that way. Tom needs to go there, and that's where he learns how to do what he does, okay? No, you will be taking they're great lodges. There's absolutely great food. Animals out of this world, but more importantly, as far as I'm concerned, is the people. I mean, Dick right over here, Dick Sr., had 2 sons, or now 1 son that's very much involved in the business with Corne, and he taught him right. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's very much involved in all that hunting operation as well, too. We need to thank him. This is the 4th year that these guys at Umanjavi have done this. So, I mean, very, very special guys, and as are you. And you'll be treated even more special when you get there.
I tell you what, Larry, it's we know how personally we're humbled by what these guys have done.
Yep.
But when you hear someone from halfway around the globe bragging on our military, it makes my chest bow up.
It does mine too. I mean, it gives me chills just thinking about what these guys have done and what these guys do. It's just fantastic. You will have such an absolutely great time when you get over there. You'll be treated like kings, and you won't want to come home. But
yeah.
Nick and Carney and the entire Kruger family and that staff of theirs is unbelievable. So, guys, I'll be over there a little bit later than you are this time, and I'm just trying to convince myself to go at the same time, but unfortunately I've got a grandson that graduates just about the time when y'all are going out, so I can't come with you this year. But you're going with Blake, got Zeiss binoculars. I bet we can come up with some ammo. We'll look around a little bit for some guns, too, before this is over with. So let me do a little check-in in the next couple of days, and I'll visit with these guys and find out what the caliber they recommend, and we'll see if we can come up with their take.
Quick, name five African animals for me real quick.
Kudu, Gemsbok, Impala, Wildebeest, Zebra.
Oh, you're good, man. You're good to go. You're qualified. You guys have fun over there, all right? We're going to be back home cheering for you, okay? Oh,
thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Our warriors, all of you, retired and active, God bless you. We love you. That's what the show's all about today. Brought to you by Calming Care. It very gently calms your overactive dog over time. Calming Care. Ask your vet about it.
Hey, everybody. It's retired Staff Sergeant James Johnson. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
When you walk into Marksman Firearms, you'll be greeted by pros that can answer your questions, and you'll see a tremendous selection of rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, cleaning supplies, and accessories. It's time for a round of summer clays, fun shooting with the family at the range, and it's always pig season in Texas. So go see the pros at Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Gunsmithing available, and we discount 10% to first responders and military. MarksmanFirearms.com.
At Cornerstone Bible Church in Roanoke, Texas, we embrace the gospel of Jesus Christ. We are affiliated with no denomination but champion God's word only. We have a very active children's ministry, and we are a safe and secure place to hear God's word and learn about His great love for us, even though we are all great sinners. I'm John Watson, and I want to invite you and your family to church on Litzy Road in Roanoke, Texas, and on the web at csbiblechurch.org.
If you visit an outdoor show that features hunting, fishing, and outdoor products, you might just run into my friends Ron and Teresa Miskin with Buffalo Wool Company. When you do, do yourself a huge favor and stop for a visit. When I did, I made a discovery that has greatly impacted my time in the field and on the boat. Ron explained to me that his buffalo wool gloves, socks, hats, and accessories are made from the underhair. Beneath the big shaggy guard hair lies a secondary coat. These fibers are what the buffalo depends on to keep him warm. Those fibers make up the socks and gloves at Buffalo Wool Company. Hey, it's been several years, and I truthfully don't know how many pairs of buffalo wool gloves, socks, and hats that I own. I simply know that they are as important to me as my rifle. They're warmer than wool and allow me to stay in the field comfortably, no matter the weather conditions, all day long. Try them for yourself. Buffalo Wool Company offers a 100% money-back guarantee, but you'll keep them. Learn more about these super high-quality products at thebuffalowoolco.com. GoHunting.com. If your hunting blind isn't comfortable enough to keep you in the field all day, you're hunting from the wrong blind and missing a ton of opportunity for success. Does your blind keep the wind and rain on the outside and have drip rails on the windows to keep your view clear? How about friction hinges on the windows? Just lift and let go. Do you have a 360 view of your country without opening a door? Quiet marine-grade carpet and locking aluminum doors? Insulated flooring? These features are all standard on lightweight, tough as a hammer, Dillon hunting blinds. If your terrain calls for a view above the mesquite flats or other obstructions, check out Dillon's safe and strong platforms with handrails and porches for the occasional stretch. Dillon blinds are available in sizes that fit your situation to a T, with windows suited for rifle, bow, or both. Lightweight and durable fiberglass blinds from Dillon are at DillonManuf.com. Stay longer. Shoot more deer in a Dillon.
Flush that old bird dog out of that chair and have a seat. You're in camp with us at the Dallas Safari Club and Big Billy Kender Outdoors.
Thousands of kids and parents enjoy the outdoors today because we took the time to teach them yesterday. We are the DSC, and we are at biggame.org.
You know, not only are our military personnel, past, present, and future, all special folks, but the folks that take care of them and help them are special people too. My next guest, well, I met him a couple of years ago. His name is Ken Sotherby, and he's both a warrior and a servant to other warriors.
Ken, welcome to Big Billy Kender Outdoors. I'm honored to have you on the show today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here, and thank you for your service to our nation. We greatly appreciate it. You served with the Marine Corps, correct?
That's correct, yep.
And what was your job in the Marine Corps? What did you do, Ken?
I'd say for the first 16 years, I was with Marine Reconnaissance. And the tail end, I did about 25 years total. I helped stand up the Marine Corps Special Operations Command. And my main niche was a sniper instructor is what I primarily focus on.
You know what? I'd love to spend a couple of hours on the range with you because I get out there past about 250 yards. I'm not real sure of myself, Ken. I bet you could help me with that.
I'd absolutely love it. I honestly love teaching more than I probably like shooting now.
Well, hey, I wanted to talk to you, and I wanted folks to know about your long military career because you totally understand what these guys and gals that have defended our country are coming back home to, and you know just how well the outdoors can be great therapy for them. I bet you've seen some tremendous turnarounds and some great stories throughout the years in hope, working with Hope for the Warriors.
Absolutely. The experience of being outdoors, be it hunting, fishing, hiking, whatever we're taking these veterans on, a lot of these guys are just experiencing extreme social isolation as they kind of assimilate into post-combat life and kind of declining self-worth. So they start evaluating, you know, what they're doing now, whether it be their injuries or just a normal 9-to-5 job and what they did in the military. So when we get these guys out there and they're excited with the challenge and placed back in that position of leadership and trust, you know, because depending on the event, a lot of times they're alone responsible for the outcome of, you know, that fishing trip, that hunting trip. And in addition, we, you know, we're making these long drives up the mountain roads and sitting around a campfire. It really gives us a chance to kind of sit down and address any areas of conflict in their lives and gives them a chance to hopefully communicate with other wounded veterans if the opportunity allows.
You know, I have had the honor and the privilege of joining some of our warriors on various hunts and fishing trips throughout the past 10 years or so. And it's just amazing to me. A lot of times a guy will get there on Friday afternoon and get out of the truck, and he's just very quiet and to himself and very reserved. And by the end of the weekend or a couple of days or maybe 3 or 4 days, they really come out of the shell, and I can see firsthand how it's so important it's not only beneficial, but so important that folks help fund these folks like Hope for the Warriors and get these guys outside. It's needed. It's absolutely as needed as any medicine that they take.
Absolutely. You hit it right on the head. Even with me being a fellow veteran, a lot of similar experiences, you know, that first day to the second day, they're kind of reserved and they're kind of feeling things out and the trust level isn't there. And then once that wall comes down and these guys just really start enjoying themselves, just huge therapeutic benefits, you know, to being out there and kind of embracing the, you know, social experience of it again.
You go all over the place. I was reading about how you do an annual bear hunt for these warriors in a remote area of Idaho. You were there earlier this year. Also, Alaska, bow fishing trips in Virginia, pheasant hunts in New Hampshire. You go all over and, I guess, cater to guys in those areas?
Yeah, ideally, you know, to make it as economical as possible, I go around just trying to recruit for these events. And a lot of those events are kind of one-time deals or they kind of pop up. But trying to build those reoccurring events has kind of been the challenge. The veterans are spread all over the United States. So if I can find an event that's, say, in Texas, then I contact those veterans on my list in Texas, you know, that are within driving distance or, you know, maybe I can help with transportation to get in there. If I'm flying guys constantly, you know, the budget doesn't last very long.
So if you're listening and you have a ranch and you have an excess number of white-tailed deer on your ranch or pronghorn antelope or black bears or whatever it might be, and you would like to step up and serve your country by serving those who served us on the front, boy, here's a great opportunity for folks to do that. How would they get in touch with you, Ken, if they wanted to donate a hunt, donate their property, their ranch, their bunkhouse?
They can go to www.hopeforthewarriors.org. And on there, there's a link to either sign up for services such as Outdoor Adventures. And there's also links to donate. And then they can get in touch with me and I will give them a call and we'll get some veterans out there and, you know, make something happen.
I read where you live in Sandpoint, Idaho, and I'm guessing there's not very many people there, and that's probably a really good place to be. That sounds like my neck of the woods there, Ken.
It is gorgeous. I'm about 60, 70 miles from the Canadian border, and I'm trying to establish hunts up in this area and fishing trips. A lot of guys' bucket list items are kind of, you know, the elk and the big game that are up here, so it's kind of been my goal in this area is to set that up here in the Idaho, Montana, Wyoming area.
Sure, you bet. Did you grow up hunting and fishing yourself, Ken?
Not at all. I grew up in Detroit and, you know, never really spent a day hunting or fishing. Raised by a single mom who wasn't real pro on hunting and guns. But then as in the military, I got into a lot of shooting and then started hunting with a lot of different guys while I was in. And when I got out and the opportunity for this job came up, it was just, you know, a perfect fit. I absolutely love it.
Well, the simple fact that you did not grow up hunting and fishing and that this was kind of a foreign lifestyle to you shows just how much, how good the therapy is for these guys and these gals, because you've seen it firsthand, like we just talked about, and it's a lifestyle that was kind of foreign to you growing up, very foreign, I'm guessing, growing up, but you say, man, that's good medicine. These guys need this. And that makes what you do even that much more special. I want to get everyone the web address again because there are lots of ways you can donate. I'm sure finances are always a struggle. And, of course, like we were talking about earlier, places to hunt and species to hunt as well. So fill us in one more time.
All right. And that's www.hopeforthewarriors.com.
Okay, and you guys have been around about a decade now, something like that?
Yeah, it started in 2006 by military families that were witnessing firsthand kind of the effects of war on their families and the community. And we've serviced roughly 13,000 service members during that last decade.
Wow. And I tell you what, we're going to do all we can to help you out with Hope for the Warriors. God bless you for what you do, Ken, and thank you so much for spending a little time with us today. Greatly appreciate it.
I sure appreciate it, Billy. Thank you very much.
What an awesome guy. And you're going to meet a lot of awesome folks on the show today as we tip our hat to the men and women who made and keep America free. Our military warriors, past, present, and those that give back to those warriors. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Fortiflora, America's number one canine probiotic. I've used it with my dogs for years, and it's worked 100% of the time that I've used it. Fortiflora. It's at your vet's office or order it from Chewy.com. How about a group that builds a beautiful home and then just hands the key and the title over to a military hero? Homes for Our Troops. They're next.
Hey, everybody. It's Dave Mercer with Bassmaster. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I am sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Hey, Billy, get off the stage. I'm the MC.
Did you see Mark Daniels Jr. catch 70 pounds of Lake Oahe, South Dakota smallmouth bass during the Bassmaster Elite Series? I did. I watched him from Jim's boat where we were busy catching those delicious Oahe walleye. The folks at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort on Lake Oahe, same place that the elites stayed and launched, prepared them for us every night in their award-winning restaurant and bar. They do walleye 7 different ways, all terrific, but the beer batter is my favorite. Oh, and don't miss the USDA Prime Steaks, aged for tenderness and hand-cut on site. From the restaurant, it's every bit of a 60-second walk to your lakeside cabin with a sprawling front porch, big screen TV, and private bedroom and bathrooms. Time for a little rest, because Jim will pick us up again at the breakfast table tomorrow morning, and we'll head back out to world-class Oahe walleye and smallmouth fishing. Ask David and Angela about private charter jet service for your group to Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, springcreeksd.com. When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
From the deck of your private cabin overlooking the confluence of the famous White and Norfolk Rivers at Norfolk Resort Trout Dock, you can see crystal clear running waters that hold one of the world's greatest populations of rainbow and brown trout. In fact, this is the home of world record trout. You might be distracted, though, by the beautiful rolling Ozark Mountains that hold you during your stay. Just up the road a few miles is incredible bass fishing for largemouth, smallmouth, and spots. You'll find the best guides in the business at Norfolk Resort, and your boat is just a short walk from your cabin. Your guide will find a gravel shoal perfect for preparing a hot shore lunch with fresh-caught trout and all the trimmings. You'll think about a nap after lunch, but there's more fish to catch and river to explore before retiring to your fully furnished riverside hideaway. Sound good? Of course it does. Norfolk Resort Trout Dock in Norfolk, Arkansas. NorfolkResort.com. There's a place I love to go in the pristine Texas Hill Country that features first-class lodging, outstanding cuisine, world-class wing shooting, the best free-range access deer hunting in the world, my favorite, by the way, plus native whitetails and turkey, and some of the most comfortable hosts that you've ever enjoyed. Don't forget to throw in the fly rod. You'll want to experience the crystal-clear waters of Joshua Creek and the Guadalupe River. Rolling hills and Texas live oaks, friendly smiles, and spring-fed waters. Orvis and Beretta agree that Joshua Creek is one of the finest hunting and shooting ranches in existence, and I think you will too. You won't find a prettier place to get married. And our staff and facilities will make your corporate event, family reunion, or private party turnkey and the best you'll ever experience. Joshua Creek Ranch in the historic Texas Hill Country between San Antonio and Fredericksburg. Want to go? Of course you do. JoshuaCreek.com.
Glad you're back. We still have some big fish to fry here at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
A helicopter flies over African bush with the DSC logo on it. When poachers are busted, they can clearly see who caught them. We are the DSC. We are at biggame.org.
Happy Independence Day weekend as we celebrate the men and women that have made and keep us free on the show this weekend. And what great therapy the outdoors is in that situation. We all want to do all that we can to help these men and women when they come back from the ravages of war. But it just never seems to be enough. We want to do something like, hey, give them a house. And that's exactly what Homes for Our Troops does. Check this out. Major General Retired Timothy McHale.
Thank you, Billy. I appreciate it. It's an honor and privilege.
Tell folks a little bit about your background, your military history. You were there a day or two.
Yeah, I spent 35 years in the military. Retired in June of 2012, and I just loved every minute of it. And now I have the privilege and honor to be a part of an organization, nonprofit, Homes for Our Troops, that builds specially adapted homes for our most severely injured veterans from Afghanistan and Iraq.
When you came out of the military, you're a very bright man. You have a lot of experience with helicopters and strategy and a lot of different things. And you could have been paid a whole lot of money to continue that in the private world. But you said, I'm giving my heart to these guys. And I'm pretty sure you're not making the money you could have been making right now. Why did you make that decision to become the head of Homes for Our Troops and do what you do?
Well, Billy, you know, to be honest with you, I was touched many times when I served in Iraq and Afghanistan, seeing our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines severely injured. And I knew I wanted to continue to serve in another capacity. So when I had the opportunity to join Homes for Our Troops, I didn't hesitate, because it is so meaningful to be around these veterans. You know, my son, who's 14 years old in ninth grade, you know, when he hears me say TMI, he tells me, Dad, that stands for too much information. But for me, TMI means when you're with these veterans, that I'm always being touched, moved, and inspired by these veterans. Their courage, their attitudes, they inspire you and touch you with their stories and with the way they're leading their lives.
They are true heroes, and so many of them hate that word, but they're absolutely, and you, sir, are true heroes. Let's talk about Homes for Our Troops, because it is just phenomenal what you guys do. I became involved with you guys 3 years ago. I would not miss your event. I would not miss an opportunity to raise another dollar for you guys. It's just a fabulous organization. I have an opportunity to deal with a lot of charities in my line of work. You guys are as pure as the driven snow. Every penny goes to work for these guys.
Well, Billy, we work real hard at focusing the funds of all our donors, all our sponsors, all our volunteers. About 90% of all dollars that come to us, we focus on the project. We build specially adapted homes. In the last 10 years, we have built 184 homes in 41 different states. And our criteria to build a home is that the veteran has to be severely injured, as evidenced by the Veterans Administration, where they determine that the veteran needs a specially adapted home. And then they fill out an application, we review that, and then we bring them into our program. 184 homes in a way looks like a lot. There's no other builder who has built that many homes, this level of success. But the truth of the matter is, we probably have 1,000 more homes out there we need to build for men and women who have been severely injured in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Yeah. I hope in a year from now that you don't have a job, that you're looking for employment, but like you say, that doesn't seem to be the case. We've got a lot of people to care for and to show our love for. When you guys hand the keys over to one of our veterans for their new home, you don't hand them a mortgage book, do you?
That's correct, Billy. When we give a home away, it is mortgage-free. Now, it's mortgage-free, but it was not free. They paid for it on the battlefield where they were severely injured. But what we do is we work with our veterans. They have to maintain their home, pay for all the operating costs. And so that's why we build a specially adapted home that is an Energy Star home. It's a modest home. It's about 2,650 square feet, four bedrooms, two bathrooms, two-car garage, and over 40 special adaptable features, from wider doorways, wider hallways, roll-under kitchen sink and bathroom sink, roll-under stovetop, roll-in shower. We have in the back bedroom for safety, we have the master closet, about 8 by 12 feet, brick reinforced steel concrete for FEMA rated to storm level 5 for safety. Wow. And an emergency generator. So we've really refined our homes based on our veterans' feedback, the kind of home that'll serve our veterans and give them back a little freedom and independence that they lost on the battlefield.
In listening to and speaking with our wounded that always attend and participate in these Homes for Our Troops events, I've noticed that there are some special perks in some of these houses, like heated toilet seats. That's pretty nice.
Yeah, we have great sponsors, and that's provided to us by Kohler Kitchen and Bath Products, and they provide us absolutely top-end products, along with Armstrong Flooring. They have great products there, along with Mastic Siding, CertainTeed Roofing. We have some great sponsors that help us out build these homes.
Tell me, General, where did you grow up, and how did hunting and fishing start in your life?
Well, Billy, I grew up in Minnetonka, Minnesota. Did a lot of hunting and fishing. That's the land of 10,000 lakes. So I grew up fishing. My father taught me how. Did some hunting there, a lot of bird hunting growing up. And then went in the Army in 1977, traveled around the world, and had opportunities to go hunting. But now in my later life, I got to tell you, Billy, I'd like to do a lot more hunting and fishing.
Well, we might just have to make a little special fishing trip next year when you come down for the Homes for Our Troops shoot. Now, do you guys receive, at Homes for Our Troops, do you receive any money from the U.S. government?
No, we do not receive any money directly from the U.S. government. The specially adapted housing grant that the troops get for their injuries there to adapt a house, if they so desire, they can sign that grant over to us to supplement what we're doing for our fundraising. But we do not get any direct. 70% of the funds we raise are from individual donors from around the country, and the other 30% are from sponsors. And then, so that's how we do our funding.
Which gives us all a good idea, doesn't it, folks? Let's either be part of that private sector of individuals who participate in a sporting clay shoot, or maybe go to the Homes for Our Troops website and make a donation. It can be as little as $10 per month, but we can all be a part of this in building homes for our troops, and we should be a part of building homes for our troops. Or we can be a part of the corporate world that makes up that 30% and helps. You guys have sporting clays events in different areas. What other fundraising activities do you have?
We have fundraisings all around the United States. We do marathons. We do half marathons, 5K.
I'm out on the marathon, General. I'm out. I'll shoot the sporting clays.
All right. We do golf events. We do certain events with different organizations, feeding people and that. So it works out very well for us. But we always welcome the opportunity of people who call us up and say they want to do an event. That helps us out. We'll take those funds, and that'll help us build more homes for severely injured veterans.
The website, so that folks can go get more familiar with you, with their eyeballs, and learn how they can donate, make a direct donation, a monthly donation, for as little as $10 a month or as much as you possibly can.
Yeah, our website is hfotusa.org. That stands for Homes for Our Troops, USA.org. And I got to tell you, in this last year, just by donating $10 a month, what we call Operation Lasting Support, we can almost build a whole house by just those donations by individuals. So by donating $10 a month to our Operation Lasting Support, putting that on your credit card can make a real difference in us building one or two or three extra houses a year. We'd like to grow that organization.
Good morning, this is Jimmy Houston. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Vineyards Campground and Cabins has time and again been recognized nationally as a safe, clean, fun, and, well, perfect family destination. With all new full hookup 50 amp pedestals, pull through sites, lightning fast Wi-Fi and cable TV at every site, the Vineyards Campground in Grapevine, Texas will become a regular travel stop for you. Bring the whole family and enjoy our beautiful group pavilion, private swim beach and boat ramp, stand up paddle boards, well stocked camp store, and the friendliest staff that you'll find as you travel in your RV or bus. We're located on the shore of beautiful Grapevine Lake, and you'd never guess that we're right in the middle of Dallas-Fort Worth. Just outside the gated entry at the Vineyards, enjoy the charm of Main Street with exclusive shopping and delicious dining. Or maybe you'd like to just hang out and enjoy the fireworks over the lake on Friday nights. Don't have an RV? No worries! Come stay at the Vineyards fully furnished cabins. We can't wait to see you, so make your reservation now at vineyardscampground.com. See you soon!
Hey guys, don't lose that bragfish today. We've all done it. A weak hook set, a late sweep with the rod, giant jumpers that throw that heavy jig back in our faces. The folks at Trapper Tackle have solved the lost fish issue. For the first time in forever, there's meaningful innovation in the fish hook. The Trapper Tackle iCast Best in Show winner 2 years back-to-back has a unique patented design that locks your catch until you have her in your hands. It's this one-of-a-kind locking system that keeps your plastics in place, cast after cast after cast, too. Trapper Tackle makes hooks for all finesse, live bait, and plastics presentations. Treble hooks for your hard baits, too. When you first take a look at Trapper Tackle hooks, you'll probably scratch your head. When you pose up with that behemoth that didn't get away, you'll smile ear to ear. Trapper Tackle and Bill Lewis have partnered a legend with a state-of-the-art hook design to produce the Rattle Trapper. You need some of those, too. Get them at TrapperTackle.com. Lock them in and load the boat. TrapperTackle.com.
Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here, inviting you and your family to the Crappie Expo presented by Riceland. Hot Springs, Arkansas, October 4 through 6, 2019. The Crappie Expo is for crappie fanatics like you. There will be over 90 crappie fishing manufacturers and dealers selling and showing today's top crappie fishing products in the world. Come see the top 100 pro crappie teams competing in the first $100,000 Mr. Crappie Invitational Crappie Tournament on Lake Hamilton, October 4 through 6 at the Game and Fish Boat Ramp facility on Lake Hamilton. The world's largest crappie fry will be held Saturday, October the 5th, starting at 11 a.m. Bring your family and enjoy the fried crappie, french fried taters, and hush puppies. Free to everyone. Be sure to go by the vendors at the expo to get your tickets. Special thanks to Riceland, Express Boats, Berkeley, TTI Blakemore, Arkansas Game and Fish, Mossback Fish Habitat, ACT Crappie Trail, Gill, and Hummingbird.
The 2019 Crappie Expo, presented by Riceland Rice Bran Oil. Fry it up. Crisp, clean, delicious.
Buy land, buy a home, sell your home, develop the real estate. Today you are hearing experts emphasize the importance of making that real estate transaction now. Much is changing in the real estate world we've always known. All you need to remember is make your first choice, me, Bobby Clark. All you need to tell your realtor or broker is contact Bobby Clark first. No matter where your real estate transaction is in Texas, my team and I can give you the 24-hour title service response that you want in all 254 counties. With over 45 years of experience in real estate, I will coordinate all of your title needs from commercial, residential, and refinance with Secure Title of Texas, now joined with First Fidelity Title. Mobile closings, commitments in 24 hours, and Texas-friendly service, and over 45 years in the industry, Bobby Clark, your first contact.
Contact B. Clark at SecuredTitleTX.com. That's B. Clark at SecuredTitleTX.com.
This old camp house has lots of room. Come on in. This is the Dallas Safari Club's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Conserving wildlife and the habitat that they need for survival. Come be a part of that with the DSC. Learn more at biggame.org.
1-877-820-BBKO. That's our phone number here in the camp house. 1-877-820-2256. And the website is bbkoradio.com. bbkoradio.com. We're celebrating our heroes on this 4th of July weekend, and we're celebrating the folks that celebrate our heroes, like Ray Nichols and his neighbors. Ray owns a ranch between San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas. His ranching neighbors all around get together once a year in September and throw the doors open to any and all military that would like to come live at the ranch for a few days. It's their way of saying thank you. They're not an organization. They're not a company. They're not even looking for me to say thank you to them. They just honestly, from their hearts, get together as neighbors and want to give back. And it is something to see.
Ray, I just met you today, but I can tell what kind of man you are by swinging open your gate and your house and your kitchen table and your ranch and tell these wounded warriors here, what I have is yours. Go have fun. You've got a special place in your heart for these wounded warriors, don't you?
Yes, I do. They, young guys, 21, 22 years old, who've lost their legs. I worry about their future.
And you're sure doing something good for them, probably more than you even realize when they come out here mentally. They've got their physical scars, but the ones we can't see are mental scars. And that's where you're coming to the rescue, you and all your neighbors, by hosting these guys like you do. It's real good therapy for them.
Yes, I think so. I think so. They like to get out, and they'll go down this creek in the woods and hunt all night and then sleep a few hours during the day. I think a lot of them have sleeping problems.
Some of these guys have told me that they just don't sleep at night, and when they sit down somewhere, they have their back to the wall where they can see the door, and they're going to live with some things. Some things are going to haunt them from now on. But you do help to ease that a little bit by taking these guys dove hunting. How long have you and your neighbors been doing this?
This will be our sixth year. Okay. I've been involved with it only five. Calvin Albert started it, and he knows everyone in the county. Born and raised here.
Yeah. So.
He gets help from the community.
So you're just shy of 500 acres here. You got a beautiful place, and I flushed a bunch of doves off the high line wire this morning coming in. They ought to have a good hunt this evening.
I hope so. We've had a quarter-inch rain night before last, and they may not be coming to the ponds.
Right.
So
yeah.
We may have to get out, and we'll walk and rush, try to flush some of them out of the fields.
Yeah.
Where they can shoot.
There you go. Now, what all do you do for these warriors? They roll in here and you put them up, you give them a place to stay. What all takes place?
I have this mobile home. It was built for a bunkhouse. It has six bedrooms. Four of the bedrooms have sinks in them, and they have bunk beds in each one of them. So I can sleep about 15 people over there.
Oh, wow.
So I just tell them to come out and bring their friends and relax. The ones that like to hunt will go try to shoot some pigs, or I gave away four doe hunts and two buck hunts last year at this. I think the warriors probably killed 8 or 10 deer out here.
And you've even got the sporting clay set up for them.
Yes, we do. We have a skeet shoot to. They really enjoy that. It's something they really like to do.
A little competition, a little jawing back and forth out there. Now, as the legend goes, you had a guy come out a couple of years ago, and he was without legs. He was shooting from a chair, and he won that skeet shoot and had not been in that chair very long.
That's true. That was Jesse. He was injured, I think, in June and was out here in September. And he's here. This will be his third trip.
I bet you make some lifelong friends doing this, don't you, Ray?
I sure do. Jesse lives in Missouri, and he came down especially for this.
Well, bless your heart. Thank you for doing what you do. You know, we can all buy dinner for a warrior when we see them in a restaurant. We can shake their hand and tell them thank you, but nothing says thank you more than just opening your life up to them every year, year after year, and you're a special guy, Ray.
Thank you very much.
The event at Ray's Ranch with all of his neighbors is not only for our wounded warriors, but for wounded warriors and their families. It's a healing time, a place to do it. I met a wounded hero named John down at Ray's Ranch. I met his wife, Carla, too, and she had wisdom that we all need to hear.
Well, Carla, I want to talk to you a little bit as the wife of a wounded warrior. We talk to a lot of wounded warriors, but seldom do we get to speak to the spouse. It's an ongoing battle. It didn't end in Afghanistan, did it?
No, these problems are lifelong, and so many people don't realize that there's no cure for what these guys come home with. The families, and not just the spouses. We've got a 7-year-old and a 14-year-old, and the things that they've seen and the things that they've dealt with, we shouldn't ask any kids to go through.
It's tough mentally. You know, we see the physical scars. We can see that. We can't see the mental scars. But my goodness, John served a long, long time, and he was asked to do some tough things in his military career. And that stays with a guy, mental scars.
It does. He was in the Marines and then the Army, and he was in combat for many years as a sniper. And we asked those guys to go over there, do jobs that we would never ask a private citizen to do. And when they come back, we expect them to be the same, and they're not.
They're changed. How does PTSD show itself day to day? What do you live with?
You know, I live with somebody who is a shell of the person I met many years ago. He's scared of the dark, and I know that's going to sound so horrible coming over, but many of the things that they dealt with, they happened overnight over there. They bombed overnight. They did things at nighttime because of their presence wasn't seen. And so he stands guard. If I'm sleeping, he doesn't sleep because he wants to make sure there's nobody going to come and take his family away. You know, waking them up and startling them, that, you know, they don't realize right away that they're at home because they may be having dreams or flashbacks while they're sleeping, and so you learn not to startle them. The anxiety, the level of stress that they go through just on a day-to-day basis, and our situation is not unlike many others, but it is unique. He's got complicating issues that do cause him to disassociate and to as he's wide awake, to make him believe he's back in Afghanistan. Most of the time, along with that comes a paralysis, and so he's completely in the house, not harming anyone, but he, in his mind, a lot of times he'll think he's back in Afghanistan or Iraq. Yeah.
It really does me a lot of good, and I know it does these warriors good too. When I come out to a ranch like this and see them smiling and laughing and giving each other a hard time and shooting sporting clays and shooting doves, this is great therapy, isn't it?
It is. We try to do a lot of things just for therapeutic reasons. The opportunity for these guys to come back and see others that are battling the same things day to day, it's amazing when you get these guys together that they're dealing with so much of the same stuff, but they feel like they're alone in the world when they're in the day-to-day operations.
Right.
And so it's nice for them to be able to talk to each other and have that camaraderie.
You're a hunter, too. You like to dove hunt. John was a sniper, and he's a pretty darn good shot. Who holds the household? Who wears the crown around the house when it comes to hunting doves?
Well, I have to say, he's not a very good shotgun person.
He was honest. He told me that.
his expertise is more in rifle and handguns. But yeah. I actually do usually kill more dove, but I think that's probably because I'm more patient and wait for him to get in closer. And he's used to taking that long range shot and doesn't sometimes realize that the shotgun doesn't have it.
Yeah, the shotgun can't reach out there 1,800 yards, 2,000 yards. It's not going to do that.
It's great to see these folks smile. Hey, you're going to meet Carla's husband, Wounded Warrior John, a little bit later on in the show today, right here on Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, brought to you by the Dallas Safari Club.
Hop in the truck. Half the fun is just getting there. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Safari may be deep in the African bush, or maybe a trip with the grandkids to a neighborhood pond. No matter where you safari, we fight for you at the DSC, biggame.org.
Hey, welcome back. It's another big hour here in the old camp house at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. I'm Billy Kinder, your host, and we are so grateful for the time that we get to spend with you each week. Thank you. This week, on this 4th of July weekend, celebrating our independence, celebrating our freedom, we celebrate the men and women that made us and keep us that way. You heard from Carla back before the break there, the wife of Wounded Warrior John. Very insightful. Now, I want you to hear a conversation that I had with John on the Ray Nichols Ranch down between San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas. It was a dove hunt for warriors and their families.
Well, John, what branch did you serve in, and what was your rank?
I was in the Marines for quite some time, and then I was in the 2nd Ranger Battalion, and I retired out as a Sergeant Major.
Well, man, I tell you what, you're at a beautiful place hunting doves this week with some other wounded warriors and some folks that love wounded warriors. What's it do for you to be able to get out here and just relax and eat good and go shoot a few doves?
You know, I was born in the Vietnam era, so I seen what and I heard what happened with the Vietnam veterans, but now this new era of military and the world is accepting them when they come back. Whether they're beat up, they got one arm, they got no arms, nothing. They're accepting them for who they are, and they're taking care of them. If they can't take care of them, they socialize with them. They're not an outcast, and that's what needs to happen, because when you come back as a warrior, you see that, and you're treated like the black sheep. But this is great when people accept you into it, and they go above and beyond to help you out. And nothing more than to socialize with you.
Right.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, just to hang out and get to know you and make a new friend. What's it do for you mentally, though, to be able to relax? Does it maybe put some of those horrors of war back in the background for a little while?
You know, there's only 365 days in a year, and probably 360 days, I look behind my back, I sit with my back to the wall, I sit in a chair, I don't go out to eat, because I don't have anybody there that I can trust. Now, we come to these places, and I trust these people, and now I can just let my guard down and relax and enjoy life to the fullest.
Right.
And it makes all the difference in the world, and we look forward to it.
Yeah.
When this is done tonight, I'm going to look forward to it to the next year.
You bet. Absolutely. I hope I can be back next year, too. Maybe bring my shotgun next year and have a little more time to do some dove shooting with you guys. So you were a sniper. You were one of our very best marksmen that the U.S. has produced. How do you do on these fast-flying doves now, John?
Not very good. the reason is, I mean,
it's a different kind of shooting, isn't it?
I'm used to a single bullet, and they give me a shotgun that has, like, 12 bullets in them. I can't do that.
Yeah, you got to lead those old doves a little bit. Right when you pull the trigger, they dart, they dive, they do something like that. Tell me what happened to you over there in the desert. You were hurt, and you were hurt multiple times. What happened?
Yes, in Desert Storm, that would be my second conflict. I lost two spotters. And my second spotter, he wanted to shoot. So we were held up in Kofty, and when the tanks come across with their turrets turned around backwards, and we were supporting a Delta Force team and a Navy SEAL team, and he wanted to shoot, and I thought everything was good, so I let him shoot, and he did something wrong. He got shot in the head. His head exploded. I actually am living 25 years with bones in the back of my head from him.
Wow.
Lodged in. And then in Somalia, I got shot in the gut, and it blew out my left testicle, and then in Afghanistan, I got shot two more times.
And you're standing here today smiling,
yes,
eating some good food and shooting doves.
Ten fingers and ten toes.
That's exactly right. That's right. You've got a couple of kiddos now. Do they like to hunt? I know you live out in the country. Do they enjoy the country life?
You know, they do. They love the country life. I got a 14-year-old that wants to learn how to shoot competitively, and I'm just having a hard time teaching him how to shoot, because when I teach him how to shoot, it brings back bad stuff. I encourage it. Don't get me wrong. I encourage it. My 7-year-old, she loves to shoot. She's got guns. I mean, guns are not a bad thing. As long as they're taught safely, they're an awesome part of responsibility. But, yeah, I love the country because it's not fast moving, and I don't think about being in combat and a lot of people around me, so I can relax a little bit.
Fewer folks is better sometimes.
Absolutely, absolutely.
All right, John. Well, when you're not raising kids or out at one of these Wounded Warrior events, what do you like to do? What do you do in your spare time?
We show goats. We raise show goats. We go to about 20 ABGA American Boer Goat Association sanctioned shows a year.
Okay. Now, down in this part of the country, they cook that cabrito up pretty good. You got a recipe you want to share?
No. No, my goats, I tell them when they're acting up and they're little kids, they got two avenues. You're either going on the pit or you're going on the trailer. You decide.
And that makes better show goats out of it.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets that attitude right. John, God bless you, man. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Special people. This corner of the Camp House brought to you by Purina Pro Plan, the world's greatest dog fuel. And there's a Pro Plan formula built specifically for your dog, even if they have a special condition. Pick up the Pro Plan at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores.
Hey, everybody. This is Casey Ashley, Bassmaster Classic Champion. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm sure thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. Kinder, how'd you get in my boat?
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and SiriusXM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoors men and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
At Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas, we've been doing it right for 30 years now.
We hold ourselves to a higher standard when it comes to producing all the meat that your animal will yield in only the cleanest and most sanitary facility.
And all your meat will be vacuum sealed, airtight, to preserve the fresh flavor.
With more than 40 fresh and smoked recipes handed down generation to generation in the Mazzocchio family, your family will love it. From breakfast sausages to taco meat and tamales.
Our jerky won the Bass Pro Shop Best Jerky Award 3 out of 4 years.
Your wife is going to love what we do with your wild game at Cinnamon Creek. Our products are sampled and approved by wives and kids.
From day one, we've held ourselves to a higher standard at Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing. And over the past 30 years, the quality of our foods have never changed.
We work extended hours during hunting season, so drop by the website at ccrwildgameprocessing.com for details.
Cinnamon Creek Wild Game Processing in Roanoke, Texas. More than 30 years of family recipes that we enjoy sharing with your camp. ccrwildgameprocessing.com.
Isn't it time to check that South Dakota pheasant hunt off of your bucket list? Isn't it about time to step back in time to a simpler era when the cackle of a mature rooster is followed by the smell of smoke from your barrel and maybe a chuckle or two from your buddies after that oh-so-close miss? Spring Creek Hunting and Fishing Resort just north of Pierce, South Dakota is that place in time where taking good care of our guests is the priority every day, year after year. At Spring Creek, South Dakota, we know that a warm and welcome lakeside cabin with private bath and big screen TV is just what you need. after enjoying our 35,000 plus acres of pheasant country. When you come stay with us at Spring Creek Fishing and Hunting Resort, you can expect the best pheasant hunting that South Dakota has to offer, along with the best bed, the best steak, and the best time of your life. Talk to us about private charter jet service and come see us at springcreeksd.com.
For the land of the free and the home of the brave. From high school gyms to towering stadiums, every time I see our flag wave, I feel a humbling reminder of the brave who keep and have kept us free. I stand to honor the sacrifices of the generations before me. Heroes who charged into battle through bombs and bullets, who lost their brothers and still pushed through, fighting for every inch of our freedom. I stand for my brothers who can't stand anymore, men who hunted terrorists to the ends of the earth, who sacrificed their bodies and their lives so that we could peacefully live ours. I stand for the children, the spouses, and parents whose family made the ultimate sacrifice for us. We are all standing. We're the National Rifle Association of America, and we are freedom's safest place.
Sometimes our office is a bass boat. Tough job, but somebody's got to do it. Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
While you enjoy a day at the range, we stand on Capitol Hill and firmly say no to those who would rip that right and that gun from you. We are the DSC, and we're at biggame.org.
At Purina Pro Plan, I discovered years ago the absolute perfect fuel for the working dog, bird dog, hard working dog, and that is Purina Pro Plan Performance Formula. 30% protein, 20% fat. Guys, gals, for your field trial dogs, your cow dogs, your hunting dogs, you can't beat it. And it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores, Texas, Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and Kansas. Hey, I told you earlier about Ray Nichols and his ranch down between San Antonio and Corpus Christi, Texas, and his annual dove hunt for warriors and their families. And it's not just Ray. It's Ray and his neighbors and folks all over the county that want to pitch in and help. They're not an organization. They're not a special group. They're not funded by a big banquet or by the U.S. government or anyone else. It's all out of their pocket and out of their heart. And one of the guys that they met at their hunt is named Jesse. I want you to meet him, too. He's a great guy.
Well, Jesse, what is a Missouri boy doing all the way over here in South Texas hunting doves?
Well, I recovered down here, and I come down to dove hunt a couple years ago when I first got injured, and I've just been coming back ever since.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool place to be. I like this place.
I do, too. It's one of my favorite places in the country. I've been traveled around with the Army quite a bit, and if I didn't have all my family in Missouri, I'd settle here.
Man, it's a neat place. These old live oak trees and these, you know, 100-year-old mesquite trees and doves flying around everywhere, and the food's pretty good, too.
Oh, yeah, it'll fill you up. I gain weight every time I come down here.
Heck, yeah. What branch of the military did you serve in? What was your rank?
I was a sergeant in the Army, the E-5.
And how long did you serve?
6 years.
And what happened to you over there, man?
I stepped on an IED.
And as a result of that, you lost your legs. But thanks to modern medicine, you didn't lose your life.
Right. Yeah, they saved me. I was on the ground for almost 2 hours, but they still got me back in time to put me under and, you know, so.
Take care of
you. Yeah, we got my tourniquets on and that stopped the bleeding. And then after that, you know, it was really everybody else's job. They did real good with me.
Yeah. It's just a harrowing thought to me. You're laying there for 2 hours. Were you conscious of what was going on?
Oh, yeah, I was awake the whole time. So I had one of my soldiers with me, and we just sit there and talked until everybody showed up finally.
Yeah. And you say that with a smile on your face. I know you weren't smiling that day. It had to be terror. And God bless you, man. Thank you for your service and for standing between us and the bad guys protecting our freedoms in this country. I seriously mean that.
I appreciate it very much.
You did finally pass out. You went under, and you were under a week.
Right, yeah. I made it all the way to the hospital in Kandahar. Awake, and whenever I got there, a nurse came out and she asked me if I was ready to go to sleep? And I said, sure. And she put me under. Wow. And that was the last thing I remember until I woke up down here at BAMC in San Antonio, and my wife was sitting next to me.
Did you wake up and go, where in the heck am I?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had no idea what was going on or where I was, and it was confusing to me. And, you know, and all the medication and stuff that I was on at that point, it was about a week before I finally stayed awake. And I think my wife had to tell me that I had lost my legs and been injured two or three different times I woke up, and it was just like starting over.
You've got horrible memories there. We all have stresses in our lives. You guys have severe stresses in your lives from what you've seen and what you've been asked to do. But when that little 6-ounce bird comes flying over at about 37 miles an hour and you have to focus to shoot him, can you forget all that for a few minutes?
Oh, yeah. That's what it's all about. I mean, it really is. And it's not just, you know, about me forgetting about my stress. It's just about forgetting about stress, period, which is why we do outdoor things, fish and hunt and everything like that. It's a hobby just like anybody else.
Sure. You grew up doing this stuff in Missouri, and because of, man, these prosthetics are amazing, what they've got now. You can do anything else that the rest of us want to do, hunt, fish, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, if I want to do it bad enough, I can manage, and that's really the truth of it.
You're a pretty good shotgunner, too. Before I met you today, they were bragging on you winning the skeet competition out here a couple of years ago in the sitting position. You didn't have your legs yet.
Right. I'd only been out of the hospital about 2 weeks. And truth be told, I probably shouldn't have been shooting at all, but they encouraged me. And but I grew up, I had a very good teacher whenever I was a kid. One of my grandfathers, he shot skeet for competition in St. Louis, Missouri. And so as a kid, I couldn't shoot a lick, but he kept with me until I finally started hitting birds. But I have no natural talent. It just lots and lots of shotgun shells.
Yeah, lots of shotgun shells. I can tell from talking to you that you love shotgunning. You love good shotguns, and you love to hunt. You love to shoot. What's your favorite shotgun in your collection?
Oh, I've just acquired a Remington 1100 in 410.
Yeah.
I don't know, probably about 4 months ago, and it's by far my favorite. They're hard to come across, and it's in wonderful shape, and it shoots good, and it's challenging.
Do you have kiddos?
Yeah, I have 4 children.
Okay, are they starting to get into the shooting sports and hunting a little bit?
Yeah, the oldest two really like it. My oldest daughter is 9, and she shoots clays pretty well.
Okay.
She bow hunts a little bit, and she turkeys is her big deal. She likes spring turkey season.
And I like her already. I've never met her. If you're a turkey hunter, I'm in. I like that.
And then my 6-year-old son, he likes to shoot, but he's just starting to get into everything. 22s and BB guns is his. That's his forte, his favorite thing right now.
He's in the plinking stage right now, which never gets old, though, Jesse.
Oh, no, I still plink all the time.
Heck, yeah.
I shoot turtles in a pond for hours.
Heck, yeah, that's a lot of fun. Well, pretty long trip for you to come to Missouri to here, so that tells me how much this means to you and how much you enjoy it when you come.
Yeah, it's a pretty big deal. These men, they take months, not days or weeks, but months and months out of the year to plan this, come up with sponsors, get everything ready, find places for us to hunt, find clays, find shells, and they talk about it all year long.
Yeah.
You know, it'll be over tonight, but tomorrow they'll be planning for next year.
Yeah.
And, you know, Calvin, his dad was a wounded warrior, and he remembers it growing up, and it's a really big deal to him. And just to see, you know, all these guys come down here for the first time, a lot of these guys, this is one of the first things they do after they get injured for fun. I mean, it was for me.
Yeah.
And I hadn't shot a shotgun for 7 or 8 years before that. And it just, like that, it turned me right back into it. It was something that I could still do. And it means a lot to me. It really does.
And they take care of your families, too. If your families want to come, they put you up. They take care of you. Bounce house out here for the kids. And this is a true story. Calvin went to 3 different Walmarts and bought every kid fishing pole they had in 3 different Walmarts. Every kid leaves with a brand new fishing pole.
Yep, they do it every year, and the kids have a blast. Ray, he keeps the fish stocked and fed every year, all year long, and it's really a labor of love for him. It really is.
Yeah.
And he does that. All this is just for this day. You know, they manage all the yard and keep it nice, and all the fields that we hunt in have been plowed this year and tilled up so we can find birds easier. And this whole community out here, they really come together for this event.
You know, Jesse, they've even got a bunch of kids out here to act as golden retrievers and Labradors today. They're going to be fetching birds for you guys.
Yeah, where I'm from, they don't do that, and I never really knew that. But my first year down here, I found out that in Texas, it's kind of a rite of passage for young kids. They get birds, and they help out with that until they're old enough to shoot a shotgun. And then they finally start to get hunting. And a lot of these young girls, they really look forward to it.
You bet. Yeah, they're excited about it. It's almost a little contest with them.
Oh, yeah.
Well, again, I say thank you, and I know you hear that all the time. Thank you for your service, but don't ever let that weaken or become cliche, because, man, I mean it from the heart, and there's a lot of folks praying for all of our men and women all over the world that they don't even know every day.
Yeah, thank you. We appreciate it.
You know, when you get out of the mainstream media, let it go. Forget about this little group here, or that little group there, or that little group over there yelling, me, 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 and you focus on America and what made us strong in this nation, and see the folks that are the backbone, that want to help and love one another. It's good. Purina Pro Plan, the absolute best fuel you can give your dog, brings you this corner of the Camp House, and they're at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Pick up a bag.
Good morning. This is Sergeant First Class Michael Tucker with the 112th Combat Services Support Company, Texas Army National Guard, Navarro County, Texas. And when I'm not in the great outdoors, we're thinking about it with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
When it's time to fillet your catch or field dress that deer, it's not the time for a dull piece of steel that not only makes the job 10 times tougher, but also gouges into the meat, resulting in ugly cuts, loss of meat, and a dirtier job. A sharp blade is absolutely essential for clean and proper cuts in the field, in the kitchen, workshop, or garage. Remember this name, WorkSharp Knife and Tool Sharpeners. Trust me when I say that WorkSharp will make any knife you own sharper than the day you bought them. And WorkSharp sharpeners are easy to understand and use. That's a big deal. They come in all sizes, handheld for the backpack, boat, or to carry along in the truck. A handy kitchen model to quickly, simply, and precisely sharpen your culinary knives. Slice that tomato paper thin. WorkSharp makes bench models, too, for lawnmower blades, hatchets, shovels, and bigger blades. WorkSharp is offering 30% off when you use the promo code BigBilly30. That's Big Billy and the number 30 when you order online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Since 2003, Bended Knee International has answered the call to take the good news of Jesus Christ and the hope of the gospel to the Navajo Nation and the people of Siberia. Many have never heard the simple but magnificent message that Christ is God, who loves us so much that he died for our sins, defeated death, and rose again. The simple message of salvation brings the gift of eternal life if we'll only believe it. I am Tom Watson, president of Bended Knee International. Learn more about Bended Knee at bendedknee.org.
When you walk into Marksman Firearms, you'll be greeted by pros that can answer your questions, and you'll see a tremendous selection of rifles, pistols, shotguns, ammo, cleaning supplies, and accessories. It's time for a round of summer clays, fun shooting with the family at the range, and it's always pig season in Texas. So go see the pros at Marksman Firearms in Granbury, Killeen, Mansfield, or Wichita Falls. Gunsmithing available, and we discount 10% to first responders and military. MarksmanFirearms.com. National outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby knows of what he writes.
I think I probably hunted in just about every western state. And I fly fished in a lot of those places.
He's fished the waters, walked the land, and harvested the game that makes him authentic.
That's where the basis of that comes from. I wanted to make this really authentic, and I wanted people to identify with it. Guys like you and I have a real hard time finding good stuff to read, because it's written by guys that just don't know what the heck they're writing about. And guys like you and I, we read two pages and we say, hey, that's phony. This is not the way it is.
Ever since The Old Man and the Sea, fishing novels have been scarce on the horizon. That was until national outdoor writer Ken Kirkaby wrote his Blue Water classic, The Tournament. Chuck Winchler of Sporting Classics says you can read The Tournament in about the time it takes to catch a big marlin. And every moment will be just as fun, just as exciting. Jennifer Mayhall of Paradise This Week says, The Tournament reels you into the world of sport fishing and doesn't let you go. The Tournament by Ken Kirkaby. Get it on Amazon. Wing shooting in Argentina is an activity that must be experienced rather than explained. Dove are considered to be a plague in the area, so there are no bag limits, and there are no seasons to hunt them.
We've got 20 million birds on the roost, and they're there 365 days a year. They're there every day, all day. They fly 8 hours a day, every day.
At Cordoba Doves, you'll enjoy delicious food, exceptional hospitality, beverages in the field. Your own personal bird boy.
Bird boy's job is to pour shells in your bag when you're going through a box every 5 minutes and keep count of the birds that you've shot and to bring you something to drink every few minutes. At the end of the day, we pick up all the hulls and pick up the birds, but you can't send him out to pick up birds at 600 or 800 times a day.
Experience the very best that Argentina has to offer through Cordoba Doves. Contact the U.S. Representative Lane Balky at CordobaDoves.com.
My name is Jose Grasso, the owner of JJ Caseria. Come see me in Argentina.
After spending a few days at Joshua Creek Ranch, I describe it as a sportsman's nirvana.
We love creating a unique experience for each of our guests. You know, the interests can vary here from wing shooting to deer hunting to fly fishing to river kayaking. So we have a great variety of guests, and we like for them to enjoy everything we have to offer.
As I enjoyed the birth of a new day over the rolling hill country ranch that is Joshua Creek, I was amazed at the wildlife, quail, pheasants, native white-tailed deer, trophy class axis deer.
We've worked hard on the habitat, planted improved grasses, really with the help of some wildlife biologists, studied what would make the best habitat to keep our game here.
Mm-hmm. We can hunt easily 6, 7, 8 groups. And we don't try to do it on 40 acres. I mean, these people get to walk. They get to see some country.
Joe and Ann Kirchival invite you to enjoy this free-range ranch just northwest of San Antonio. Visit joshuacreek.com.
I'm looking at a 12 with a 10-inch drop time. Y'all go on inside. The whole Dallas Safari Club bunch is in there with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
The Dallas Safari Club meets monthly at chapters across the U.S. If you'd like to attend or start a chapter in your neighborhood, visit biggame.org.
I met a guy named Sean Monroe a few years back, a wounded warrior, and I want you to hear his story. We shot sporting clays together, and we've done that several times together now, and it always benefits Homes for Our Troops. You heard us talking about them earlier. They hand over the keys to brand new homes to our wounded.
Good to see you, too.
It's kind of our annual get-together and shoot, and I really honestly look forward to this every year. I enjoy your friendship, and I enjoy shooting with you, and one of these days I'm going to beat you.
Oh, I don't know.
You shot very well today, by the way.
So did you. I mean, we enjoy to shoot. Don't care if we hit much. Just come out to shoot and spend some time and earn some money.
Yep. Raise some money for Homes for Our Troops, and that is the important thing. For folks that don't know what Homes for Our Troops is, here's what they do. Tell them what they did for you.
Homes for Our Troops built me a home. Down in Santa Fe, Texas, I was wounded in the Iraq War and lost one leg above the knee and lost use of the other one. So it allows me to raise my family and get around my house with ease with a wheelchair and when I'm not standing on my prosthetics.
And they build these houses by doing things like this, sporting clay shoots, different events where they raise money. And did they hand you a monthly mortgage book or just a key?
They just handed me a key, which was really nice. You know,
it's just too hard to even fathom or believe. But, man, there are good people out there, and Homes for Our Troops is full of them. And not only do they build you guys a house, you deserving heroes, a house that is mortgage-free, but it's specially adapted to whatever might have happened to you at war.
Yes, it is. I mean, thinking back before I had the house, all the, you know, the hallways were narrow, the doorways were narrow, the sinks were the wrong height, you know. So all the sinks are the right height and easy to get to where I can cook whether I'm standing up or sitting down in my wheelchair. Used to be I'd go down the hallway, I couldn't make it down the hallway in a wheelchair.
Right.
And going down sideways on crutches was not a good thing, you know.
Right.
So racking my knuckles on the walls. Yep. And all these houses had that, like, textured walls. It really hurts your fingers. So, but now the house is wide open. Doors are wide. All the floors are hardwood or tile. which makes it easy to get around. Carpet's kind of difficult with a wheelchair. Sure. So everything's easy access, level, you know, no stairs, yeah. no step-ups, no curbs, nothing. It's just really easy to get around. And if something happens to one, you know, where the boys need me across the house, I can go quickly in a chair and respond.
That's awesome and well deserved. Now I have heard that from time to time when Homes for Our Troops builds these specially adapted houses, that they put some luxuries in there like a heated toilet seat. Did they do that at your house?
They did not.
Uh-oh, you've got to go back and talk to these folks.
Mine was one of the first houses built here in Texas, and it's been 7-8 years now that we've been in the house, and they've tweaked the program since then. So
heated toilet seats are in now. Did you get a chance to do any hunting or fishing since I saw you a year ago? Have you been out any?
I've been doing some fishing.
Yeah, tell me a fishing story.
We didn't catch too much, but, you know, I got me a nice pontoon boat where I can get out in the water, you know. I bought it because I don't walk around the edge of the lake too well.
Right.
So I need to get in the water so I can go to where the fish are.
Yeah.
So got me a boat where we can go enjoy the water. And
good.
I ain't found a big fish yet, but we're working.
That's why they built next time, Sean. That's why there's next time, so you can go again. For folks that maybe hadn't heard you on the air with me in the past, tell them the story. What happened to you over there in the sand?
2003, we were in the invasion force of Iraq and went through the war part. Didn't see much of nothing, you know. And they called them the peace phase, and then we started getting shot at just about every day with something, you know, small arms or IEDs or mortar rounds and stuff like that. And one night we were patrolling, going to police stations. I was military police, and we were getting the Iraqi police together, training them and getting them out on the road doing their job. And one night we were at the Abu Ghraib police station, and sitting there in the parking lot, and they launched about five mortar rounds in on us, and the first one hit between my two vehicles, and my legs were hanging out the vehicle, and sent shrapnel across my legs about from the knees down, and I felt it, you know, and I was still awake and everything, and also hit two of my other soldiers, my soldiers, and one of them in the right leg, and now he's shorter on one side, and but they fixed his leg to where he could walk. And but the other one is a 19-year-old girl, Rachel Boswell. She didn't make it that night, and that's by far my worst injury.
Yeah.
And but now I'm an above the knee amputee on the left leg, and my knee and my ankle are shattered on the right. On the right leg, you know, and repaired good enough to walk, you know, with prosthesis. So we're still getting along really good right now. It's been 11 years now, 11 and a half years. So,
well, it has not slowed you down any on the sporting clays course, man. I tell you, you get out there and you know what you're doing, and it's not like you practice every day. So you hit an event or two or three of these like this a year, and that's where you get your practice in, like me, during the event.
Exactly right. I get to shoot with you. We have a lot of fun, you know. But you know, learn a little bit here every year.
Right.
And the weather's nice, you know. One or two shoots a year.
Well, and you're the first guy I've ever met. You shoot a shotgun left-handed and a rifle right-handed. Now, how'd that happen?
Well, I've always shot right-handed. Military-wise, shot pistols right-handed, rifles right-handed. And Homes for Our Troops had a sporting clays event down in Houston a few years ago, and one of my team members was an instructor from Wisconsin, and he came down there and he looked at the way I was shooting and told me I was left eye dominant. So from that point on, I started training to shoot to where shoot left-handed with my dominant eye, but with a rifle, my right eye still works through the scope or through the peep sights, whatever. So, and it's not crossing. So,
Okay, I get it now. So if you've got an optic on there, right side, and if you're shooting a shotgun,
I shoot with both eyes open, so I my left eye picks it up better.
Very good. Well, you pick them up very well. A lot of folks would like to say thank you and get to know our wounded and our veterans a little bit better. And maybe they're a little timid about stepping up and asking because they wonder, will it bother them? Will it bring back memories? Will it bother them if I approach them and talk to them about their service time? Would it or should we approach folks?
You know, back in the Vietnam era, in World War II and Korea, those guys never talked about it. Yeah. And I think there was a lot of problems back then. Nowadays, veterans are glad to talk about it. It gets stuff off their chest and opens up, and they heal faster, being able to get it off their chest.
Right.
I do, anyway.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad to talk to anybody about it, you know.
Yeah.
Kids come up, you know, I wear shorts all the time,
yeah.
You know. They see that. I got a robot leg, you know,
yeah.
And, you know, parents are all embarrassed and everything. Their kids asking, you know, don't worry about it, you know. Kids are kids, and I'm glad to talk about it.
What a class act, an American hero, my friend Sean Monroe. This corner of the Camp House is brought to you by Purina Pro Plan. Pick up the formula that best suits your dog. There's a formula for every lifestyle, age, and it's at Atwood's Ranch and Home Stores. Purina Pro Plan.
I'm Craig Boddington. When I'm not in the great outdoors, I'm thinking about it at Big Billy Kinder Outdoors.
Crappie anglers, tired of tying knots? Hey, Wally Marshall, Mr. Crappie here to tell you about the all-new Add-A-Hook by Bullet Weights. The Add-A-Hook is designed to put a hook on your line without using any knots or cutting your line. Hold the Add-A-Hook next to your fishing line, then wrap the line 5 times around each side, pull your line into the clips, and bam, you're ready to go, and it will not slip. I can tie a double crappie rig in 30 seconds when it takes up to 6 minutes to tie one with all the knots. Add-A-Hook is made of stainless steel, no rust, flexible, and tough. Mr. Crappie and Bullet Weights has made it better, faster, and easier for crappie fishermen to get back in the water catching more crappie than ever. Bullet Weights has a full line of Mr. Crappie double mantle rigs for trolling and vertical fishing. The Mr. Crappie Troll Check rigs are designed to troll in shallow waters and heavy cover, keeping two baits close together without hanging up. Also, don't forget Mr. Crappie Slow Troll and Double Drop Crappie Rigs. Pre-tied with #2 hooks, double swivel weights, and 8-pound line. Tie one on today. Look us up at bulletweights.com.
Hi, I'm Corey Mason, Executive Director of Dallas Safari Club, and I want to welcome you to our show on great radio stations across the country and Sirius XM Channel 131. With humble beginnings, Dallas Safari Club began to grow through the years, as did our efforts to conserve wild things and wild places. Our membership has stretched beyond Dallas, Texas, and now reaches around the globe. We have continued to conserve precious resources, teach future outdoorsmen and women about the pure, safe joy of our outdoor heritage, and stand strong to protect your right to hunt, fish, and enjoy the shooting sports. Many thousands have seen the importance of our work and joined us at DSC. Safari can be an overnight camping trip at a state park or a hunt on a foreign continent. We at DSC celebrate safari near and far, and our hope through our partnership with Big Billy Kinder Outdoors is that you will see the importance of this work and become a part of it with us. To learn more about our mission and for membership information, spend a few minutes with us at biggame.org.
Every animal that has ever roamed this planet was designed as hunted or hunter, predator or prey. We are hunters. If it were ever necessary, even the strictest vegan would return to the wild, driven to survive by the instincts of his ancestors. Those who hide behind the soft delusion of their own ignorance do so from within a civilization whose very being costs the lives of countless creatures every single day. Death is an undeniable fuel of life. This is the undeniable truth of existence. To live in balance with the planet that sustains us, we must admit and embrace the nature within us. Trust the hunter in your blood.
The Moore family at Southwestern Parts and Service in Dallas has been specializing in fishing reel repair since 1970. Early on, fishermen nationwide recognized that Southwestern Parts and Service was dependable, honest, and very good at what they do. With the largest fishing reel parts inventory in the U.S. and even some inventory for obsolete and discontinued models. Yes, Grandpa's old reel sitting on the metal can go back to work again. Southwestern Parts is recognized by folks like Shimano, Abu Garcia, Daiwa, Penn, and Zebco Quantum as an authorized warranty center. And labor on fishing reels is $19.95 plus parts on most models, and that includes cleaning and lubrication. And with six full-time reel techs, Southwestern Parts and Service strives to get your equipment back into your hands quickly. Is your local reel shop having trouble finding parts for repair? We can help. Come see us at www.fishingreelrepair.com. That's fishingreelrepair.com, 214-630-8161. We do work for customers worldwide, and we can help you too.
From the rough brush of South Texas to the thick bush of South Africa, it's Big Billy Kinder Outdoors, presented by the Dallas Safari Club.
Wild sheep in the western U.S. water at desert guzzlers, providing life-sustaining moisture where there was none. Look closely. DSC fingerprints are there. BigGame.org.
Hey, it's hard to believe it, but it's already time to kick off the fall with the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza shows. As a matter of fact, the Houston show is the one that kicks it all off, and it's coming up. It's right around the corner. Time to make your plans now for the Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza coming up Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, and Sunday, August 4th. The Gator Country crew is back again. Premier outdoor outfitters and guides from all over the world, all under one roof. It's at Houston's NRG Center, and we'll be looking for you Friday, August 2nd, Saturday, August 3rd, and Sunday, August 4th. The Texas Trophy Hunters Extravaganza, the tailgate party to the hunting seasons. On this Independence Day weekend, 4th of July weekend, I know we have a lot of fun celebrating and having fun with our friends and our families and enjoying the freedoms that have been paid for with such a heavy price. And it's those folks that we're focusing on today. Our military personnel, past and present, hey, we pray for you folks regularly. And Anthony Pace and Jim Shockey and their Freedom Hunters, they work hard every day to show you a great time in God's great outdoors. I caught up with Anthony not too long ago to talk about Freedom Hunters.
Good to be here, Billy. I always appreciate listening to you. I wanted to have you on the show today, Anthony, to talk to folks about Freedom Hunters. If you listen to the show regularly, you know that we regularly post pictures and talk about Anthony's good work and Freedom Hunter's good work with our military personnel. Explain to folks, in a nutshell, what is Freedom Hunters, Anthony?
Well, Billy, we are a 501c3 military outreach program, and our main focus is taking servicemen and their families on hunting, shooting, and fishing trips all around the country and internationally.
And you have literally gone international. You've taken these folks all over the world. Any idea how many hunts you guys have done with our finest?
Oh, we've taken over 8,500 veterans and their family members on different trips. Everything from half day outings on up to, you know, backcountry elk hunts.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing what you guys do. How did this get started? Was this your idea? This is something that a lot of people attempt, and few people carry it through to the other side because it's a ton of work.
Well, you know, it's the military has always been a passion of mine. I never had the privilege to serve, but it actually ended up starting with a conversation with Jim Shockey. We were having dinner one night after a trade show, and he was wanting to do something for the troops, and basically it spurred me on and said, you know, well, why can't I? So that's where it started, and took a couple of years to get things in my head, how to put things together, and you know, now we're doing 300 outings a year.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. It doesn't hurt at all that Jim lends his name to this, and he truly does get in there and put a little elbow grease into this as well. He has a financial commitment to it, and he has a time commitment to it. Hey, thinking back over all of these trips, Anthony,
give us an example or two of how you've seen this program, Freedom Hunters, actually change lives.
Oh, most definitely. We've had occasions where we had a waterfowl hunting trip down in Kansas, and you know, before the trip and talking to the guy, he was very nervous about getting outdoors. You know, he really hadn't been around firearms since he'd been back, and PTSD was pretty severe. And you know, and we said, hey, you know, don't worry about it. You know, just go out, and you know, if all you do is sit there and hear the whistling wings coming over your head in the morning to the pond, then that's fine. You know, you don't need to feel any pressure to even shoot your firearm. And you know, before talking to them, you know, it was 1, 2, 3 words, you know, at a time. You know, after the hunt, he was, you know, nonstop for an hour and a half about how wonderful it was. Turned him into a, you know, permanent waterfowler. So you really don't understand the therapeutic value of being outdoors. And these guys can just turn around in just a matter of days or a matter of hours.
You know, when God made his creation, he made it perfect, and there's no better medicine for our warriors and our vets that have seen the ravages and the noise of war than to sit in a deer blind or a duck blind or a bass boat early in the morning and watch that sunrise. It's therapeutic beyond measure, beyond what we can think about. Some good trips coming up. Give folks an example of what you're going to do with our warriors and our money when we give it to Freedom Hunters.
Well, we've got stuff going on all over the country. You know, I've got 16 warriors that are heading up to Sheridan, Wyoming to do, you know, it's a simple doe deer hunt, but it's an opportunity for them to fill the freezer. We've got on the eastern shore, we've got the Chesapeake Island hunt out on the eastern shore, and we'll have around 23 warriors out there hunting both deer and Sitka elk. We've got waterfowl hunts going on all over the country. This time of year, we've got stuff going almost everywhere.
Wow. How do you find your landowners? And if there's a landowner listening today that says, you know what, I've got a bunch of MLD permits, I need to get rid of a bunch of deer, here's a perfect way to do it, how can they donate to you, or can they?
Yeah, they sure can. And that's the nice part about it is every opportunity we have, you know, is created by an outdoorsman, whether it's an outfitter or simply a landowner or a fellow sportsman. So if you've got an opportunity and you need us to come out and help manage your herd, we're more than willing to do that. We've got guys signed up all over the country who can come at a drop of a hat and help you out, and it helps them. And it doesn't have to be anything fancy. You know, we've got a landowner in Nebraska who him and his father both have a piece of property, and for the last 4 years, they've been opening up their land and allowing, you know, one serviceman or two servicemen at a time to come and just spend time with them and their family. And, you know, it's been great. It's uplifting in more ways than you know.
Anthony, if someone has a piece of property and it's only big enough for a couple of guys to come harvest a deer or whatever, but they don't have a bunkhouse, they don't have a place to put them up, is that still okay?
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. And that's part of why we raise the money. Again, we'll have free opportunities to come hunt, but, you know, if we've got to put the guy up in a hotel, you know, that's no problem. That's why we raise the funds. And, you know, if we have time, we try to work with the local community and see if they'll donate a hotel or a meal or two. But, you know, everything we do is custom. So it doesn't have to be, again, anything spectacular. Just an opportunity to get the guys out is extremely important.
You bet. Absolutely. Give us the website one more time.
The website is freedomhunters.org.
Very good. And I've got links to everything. Anthony, good to talk to you on the phone. And, can't wait to see you again in person. I'm sure that'll be at the Dallas Safari Club Convention and Expo.
Definitely. Looking forward to seeing you in Dallas.
Anthony Pace and Jim Shockey built Freedom Hunters. Hey, you've heard about a lot of great organizations that do a lot of good for the brave men and women that have fought and been injured badly for our country, defending your freedom and my freedom. And if you'd like to help them out, I know they would appreciate it. They're all great groups, or they wouldn't be on this radio show. Homes for Our Troops, Hope for the Warriors, and Anthony Pace, who you just heard there,
with Freedom Hunters. Can't believe we're already out of time, but it just flies when we get together. I really appreciate you being here each week. Tell a friend about us and bring them on into the Camp House. They'll be welcome here. And let me hear from you. 1-877-820-BBKO. That's the Camp House telephone number. 1-877-820-2256. And the website, bbkoradio.com. There's a place there for you to drop off your pictures for the bragging board and keep up with what's happening around the old Camp House here. And give us a like on Facebook, Big Billy Kinder Outdoors. We'd greatly appreciate that. I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for the time we've had together, and sure hope you'll meet me right back here next time around. Until then, may God bless you and your bunch.